I'd say no. I'm very conservative. You know, I look at the patients that we handle here at Mass General Hospital, the patients that I've operated on who've had COVID-19, you know, if patients who have been exposed to staff members who have COVID-19, they go in isolation, they're on droplet contact and airborne precautions, they're tested with rapid PCR tests consistently, even if they're ready to go to a rehab facility or go home because they've cleared PT or something like that. We're very conservative, but we're also very proactive in the sense that we want to make sure that everyone is very, very healthy before they step out into the community. And I think the same thing needs to be true here. If the NCAA, NFL, college, high school, other systems want to be serious about a premium on their athletes and their families, then they'll go very, very slow to make sure that these players are absolutely clear and that they don't jeopardize, again, their future as a football player, as an athlete, but also as a human that has to live with maybe some of the uncertainties of what COVID can do in the long term.